At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
As we bring in Mariano Rivera, the Hall of Famer, won 5 World Series titles with the Yankees, and he's helping start a new pro league, pro baseball, in Dubai, the first created to serve 1 billion people across India, Pakistan, the Middle East, United International Baseball League, and probably going to tap into that cricket fandom. The ownership group includes Barry Larkin with Mariano Rivera, who joins us. How would you do facing somebody in cricket?
Dan, thank you, man. That would be great because, I mean, I have a lot of space to face one of those great hitters of cricket. So, I mean... The one thing, Dan, that they are good at is that they hit the ball from every angle. So that's great, though. So I have to be sharp on my pitches and smart.
Finish this sentence. If you had stayed a starting pitcher,
If I would have been say that again.
If you would have stayed as – what would you start, 10 games in okay. – Yeah, so if you had stayed a starting pitcher –
If I would have stayed and started a pitcher, then I would have been home.
Were you almost going to not make it? Like at some point where they're going to say, you know, you're not going to cut it as a starter?
Well, I mean, I made it as a starter. I mean, the difference was that after 5 or 6 innings, I had no gas left. So, I mean, I had to redo my whole pitching and invent some pitches, throw something different so I can stay for a little bit longer. I mean, if we have to make that adjustment, I would have done it. But I think that they did the right thing just putting me on the spot.
What was that like, though, to be sent to the bullpen?
It was different. Although I have a little experience in the minor leagues, Dan, that I was able to – obviously it's different, okay, the minor leagues compared to the big leagues. But it's the same game. All right, so I mean, I have a little experience, and I use that experience to apply it to the big leagues, and definitely had to be a little bit more sharp and quicker to warm up. That was the problem that I have. That it took a little bit too much time to warm up when I was in the bullpen.
Could you say to the hitter, "This is the pitch that's coming"? Like, could you tell them what's coming, and they still couldn't hit it?
Then that's the only thing that I didn't do for 17 years as a closer. They knew the pitch was The only thing that I didn't do that was verbally telling them, hey, this is coming.
How many pitches could you throw?
Well, I mean, if I have to, then, I mean, I work a lot on the changeup and the fastball and the sinker. So I have four pitches there that I can use for 15 pitches in an inning. That was perfect. I mean, you heard the expression that if it's not broken, don't change.
Yeah. So, all right. How would you have pitched to Jeter?
Well, I mean, Jeter, you have to move around the plate, you know, because, I mean, if you stay around in one play, he will hurt you. So you have to stay in and him and away for him and down and up and making a little bit uncomfortable on the play.
How would you pitch to A-Rod?
I did pitch to A-Rod, tight in and low and away.
Tight and low and away.
Tight in and low and away, yes.
All right, game's on the line. You got Jeter or A-Rod? Who do you want to face?
Both. Well, if I had to choose, I wanted to face A-Rod. Even though he can damage you with a home run. Same as Derek, but Derek, I think, was more clutcher on those situations.
Have you been watching the documentary?
No, I have not.
Well, you live through it.
Yeah, I know that I'm in there. I was there for a few hours talking about him.
You're one of the reasons why he has a documentary.
I guess.
is there a negative story that you have on Jeter? Like everything's, all these flowers, you know. Is there a funny story about Jeter?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of stories, you know, that will stay with us. I will tell you those right now. Okay. Maybe in 100 years. But the only thing that I have with Derek was I think I was retired already, and I was watching him in 2014 hit the ball hard. Okay, and he thought that the ball was going over the fence, and he started jogging. Ooh. And the ball hit the top of the fence, and the ball came back, and he almost got thrown out on second base. That I never saw from him. You know, he was so aware of the game and what was going on that he will never make those mistakes. But for some reason that day, he did that. And I'm sure he will remember that to the day of that he died.
Okay. Like, that's the bad story about Derek Jeter. He almost got thrown out at second base. Come on, Mo.
I mean, a man like him, I mean, I will never expect that to happen. That's what it is to me. I will never expect that to happen because, I mean, he was so aware of what's going on in the ballgame that and that's a big mistake. That's a mental mistake, and he don't make those mental mistakes too often.
Explain to me your role with Barry Larkin on introducing baseball in Pakistan, India, and the Middle East.
Well, our role, I mean, Barry and myself, is just teaching the game of baseball. I mean, besides business, it's just introduce them to a game that we love, that we have passion, and why not? They have opportunity to be taught the right way and have an opportunity to play a different level of baseball. So, I mean, that's what I'm excited about, Patrick. I mean, it's something that we're taking. It's like teaching a youngster that don't have equipment to play, but they have the desire and the ability to do it. I was one of them. But I didn't have no equipment then, but I have the desire and the passion to play and learn about the game, and I got that opportunity, and I take advantage of that opportunity. So we wanted to create that and develop them in a special way that they can play a different level of baseball.
Anybody know how many plate appearances Mariano Rivera had in his entire career? Not known for his slugging ability, but anybody got to get? Yeah, Paulie.
I'll go 12.
12 plate appearances. Todd?
17.
Seton?
I'm going to go 37.
Marv?
I'm going to go 18.
Mo, you know how many, don't you?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't hit that. But I will say around 10.
I got you at 4 plate appearances. 4.
Come on.
You got a walk, an RBI, a strikeout, and no hits.
Okay, but tell me, can you name it? Can you name them? Can you name the appearances? Okay, I remember. I have few in the World Series. Okay, don't. I have those. And then during the, I remember one with Atlanta. I hit the ball. I didn't strike out. I hit the ball. And they got dough for the ball. See, that base is loaded. Another one with Philly. I strike out that the guy threw about six sliders. I mean, and then one in Arizona. I mean, I have few. So no, I guarantee you it's more than four, Dan. So you better check on that.
I got four plate appearances during your career.
Really? Oh, come on, man. That's you got to go deeper to that. I'm telling you.
How would you have done against you?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Dan, I don't know. I mean, poorly, I would say.
Yeah.
Definitely,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dan, remember, man, I was in the American League. Okay, I hit when we play Interleague.
I know. I just said you had four plate appearances. I mean, you're still the greatest closer of all time. I might have been able to strike you out at the plate, Mo.
I don't know about that, Dan.
Because I would have kept it in tight, and then I would have had a way. I would have treated you just like you were A-Rod. Big Poppy did okay against you. What was the scouting report pitching to him?
I mean, any left-handed hitter that I was pitching against, I mean, I was going in tight. And then if they open up the play, I mean, I have a lot of play on the outside corner. So, I mean, I have no problem. I mean, think about it. When we face a guy for 17 years, they've seen you for all those times. At some point, they're going to hit the ball. But that's okay. That's okay. Because, I mean, again, I always say they have to eat too. You know,
what's the home run you gave up where you go, oh, like soon as you threw it, you knew it was gone?
There were few of those.
Not many.
Not many. No, I didn't say many. Few can be few. You know that the guy made contact and you said, okay, that's out. Get the next hitter.
Was there one, though, that you went, wow, that's impressive?
Well, one, my wire hit a ball. I think that's the one that I remember of. We're playing Yankee Stadium. We were winning by one or two runs, something like that. And I was pitching up, and I striking out many times. And for some reason, and he never swung the first pitch. So this pitch was down and in, and he just went at it and hit the ball. And the ball went so high that I definitely thought it was a fly ball to center field. And then when I turned around, I saw Bernie in number 51 going full steam back to the fence, and the ball hit in the black on the old stadium.
Oh.
But that thing went to the moon first.
So this is Mark McGuire who hit it to the moon?
What is that?
Mark McGuire is the one who hit it to the moon?
Amazing.
Oh, that's great. Went to the moon first. hey, it's great to talk to you, Mo. And my best to Barry Larkin and what you guys are trying to do in the Middle East with bringing baseball there.
Well, I mean, it's something that we are inspired, something that we are delighted, something that we're looking forward. You know, again, I mean, Barry and myself and the team that we have, that we form, it's an amazing team with the talent and the passion. Dan, you know that when you have passion to do all these things, a lot of positive things happen, okay? So they have 2 billion new fans that need to see the game.
Yeah.
They need to know about the game. They need to learn about the game. You know, I mean, you mentioned about cricket. They have 900 million fans of cricket, you know, so, and those people definitely had to be the next Mariano Rivera or the next Derek Jeter or on and on, you know, so, and that's why we are excited, because we have the opportunity to develop them in a social way and I'll be proud of that.
Good to talk to you again, Mo. Thanks for joining us.
Dan, thank you for having me.
That's Mariano Rivera. The new baseball league is launching in Dubai and India, Pakistan, Middle East, and Barry Larkin's involved in that. We got to get Mario to check on those stats with Mariano Rivera. Yeah, Paul.
I have four plate appearances. Okay. Mario thinks it's also four plate appearances.
Okay. Are we including the playoffs?
I think this is everything.
Okay. Just want to make
sure. We'll double check, though.
Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at MBUSA.com or test drive one at your local dealer. Isn't it fascinating that you knew what was going to come? You knew the pitch, and it didn't matter. Like that, can you think of, when you think of dominance in a sport and what he does, he had one pitch. You knew it was happening, and you were kind of helpless there, which is, it's remarkable that he could have said to you, cutter, because that's basically what he was throwing. Yeah, Mark.
Later MJ with the fadeaway, like those later MJ years was.
Say, you know what? It's like Kareem Skyhook.
Like, you know what's coming.
You knew it was coming. You couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, that's what I mean. Like MJ, not, you know, young MJ, like the Last Dance MJ.
Yeah.
Look, the fadeaway's coming. I can tell you it's coming.
Yeah.
And you still can't do anything about it. How are you going to guard me, DP? God, he was really mad.
Yes, Paulie.
I have an update. We double-checked the stats. Mariano Rivera had four regular season at-bats and three postseason at-bats. So a total of seven. I think that's what his guess was.
Yep. Yep.
He was 0-for-3 in the postseason, but he made contact, I heard.
Yeah. Once with the bases loaded, they had the dive for the ball. Yeah, left it up to Mario. Forgot the postseason at-bats there.
He played a lot of postseason games, to be fair.
Yeah, but he only got three at-bats.
That's why I thought his would be way higher than that, because he played, you know, what, 19 years in all of those postseasons.
Yeah, but usually when he came in, it was like he's facing three batters, and then that's it. Good night.
Yeah.
Good luck. Go home. Yeah, Paulie.
There's some stats that should be, you know, like Jerry Rice stats. In 16 years of postseason baseball, Mariano Rivera's ERA was 0.70. Right? When you laugh at a stat.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I like that his, you know, the colorful story about Jeter or a negative or funny story, you know, he hit the ball to the top of the wall and nearly got thrown out at second base. After that length of a career, and I'm sure he's got some stories. I was going to ask the gift basket, but since Jeet said that there was no gift basket. Yes, Paul.
In the 98, 99, and 2000 postseasons where they went through all those games,
yeah.
Zero earned runs for three straight postseasons.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We make way for Chris Mannix. Mannix has been all over this possibility of a trade between the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics. How real is this, Chris, the possibility that Kevin Durant and the Celtics could maybe pull off a deal?
The Nets are in a way, running out of options with Kevin Durant. You know, they couldn't put a deal together involving Phoenix. And that's when Phoenix had DeAndre Ayton as a potential trade chip. That's off the board now because Ayton's new contract prevents him from being traded, at least in that first year. Miami, you can't trade Bam Adebayo to Brooklyn with Ben Simmons on the roster because of league rules. And I don't get the sense Miami has an appetite to deal Bam Adebayo as it is. You know, Toronto is not giving up Scottie Barnes in a deal for Kevin Durant. So the number of potential suitors is pretty limited out there. And Boston's out there with a bona fide all-star in Jaylen Brown, draft picks, which, as I said, they're unafraid to deal, and swap rights, whatever you want to do, and ancillary pieces that they could throw into the pot that might satisfy Brooklyn. So it's a long way of saying I believe there's real teeth to the possibility of Kevin Durant winding up in Boston.
Let's look at Jaylen Brown's situation. He was the Celtics' best player in the finals, probably looks around and goes, wait a minute, you've tried to trade me a couple of times now. Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, it felt like he was going to be involved in those trades. He's 25, 2 years left on this deal. Was he in the long-term plans for the Celtics?
Look, I think Jaylen's always been part of the long-term plans for the Celtics, except if you can get a transcendent player. I mean, Jaylen Brown has not been talked about in deals that would net a player the equivalent of Jaylen Brown. The names you mentioned, Kawhi Leonard, which was a topic when Leonard was being dealt from San Antonio. Anthony Davis, when Davis was at the peak of his powers playing in New Orleans. Now Kevin Durant, an all-NBA guy who has 4 years remaining on his contract. It's just Jaylen Brown is the most movable piece on this roster. Now, the Celtics might be getting themselves into a bit of a pickle with Brown for some of the reasons that you talked about. I mean, Brown, even though it has been for players who are elite, has been talked to here. I mean, you go back to Jaylen Brown's draft night, Dan, he was booed. His selection was booed on draft night in Boston for some fans that wanted them to take Chris Dunn in that draft. So he's had kind of a roller coaster ride in the city. So the Celtics have to wonder if all these trade talks have poisoned the well in a way with Jaylen Brown. You saw him tweet something on Monday that seemed to suggest he was a little bit frustrated. The other part of this is that Jaylen Brown does have 2 years remaining on his contract, but it's not a contract that's likely to be extended for financial reasons. Jaylen Brown took what turned out to be a below market value contract when he signed one a few years ago. And because of that, he can't turn around and sign a max level extension next summer with this team. There are limits to how much Boston can offer him in an extension. They can go all out and offer him a 5-year max when he hits free agency in 2024, but that's a risk. Like, Jaylen Brown will be an unrestricted free agent in 2024. And he could look around and say, you know what? I'm tired of all this trade talk. I want to go to a place where I can be either A, more appreciated, or B, be in a position to be the lead man on that team. I believe I have the talent to ultimately do that. And the Celtics could wind up losing him for nothing. So there are a couple of reasons why Boston might be motivated to get deeper into this mix.
Okay, what happens next? Does it come from the Nets in what they want, or does it come from the Celtics since this is where it originated?
Whether it's the Celtics or any other team interested in Kevin Durant, it now becomes kind of a game of chicken where everybody kind of retires to their corner for a few weeks and waits to see what kind of plays out. For teams that are interested in Durant, including Boston, they want to see what Brooklyn's appetite really is for bringing the band back together. I mean, the Nets want the league to believe that they are willing to bring back Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. And because of that, there's no sense of urgency to do that. There's skepticism among some of the league officials that I've talked to that Brooklyn really is willing to do that. So the way I'm kind of reading the room here, Dan, is that everyone is off for a few weeks. Maybe they're already off right now of their respective teams. Now, Brooklyn may decide, you know what? We can't do this. Kevin Durant doesn't want to be here. We're not going to bring him back. We're not going to have a circus on our hand with Durant back in town. They'll say, you know what? Jaylen Brown, Derek White, throw in Grant Williams, and maybe we can make a deal. Or the alternative is the Nets could say, you know what? No deal unless we get what we want. And the Celtics may be faced with having to decide whether or not to include Marcus Smart in a deal. I personally think that you could probably get it done with Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and a whole bunch of draft picks and swaps. But the Celtics, understandably, don't want to do that. Marcus Smart took a lot of criticism after the finals, but this is a reigning defensive player of the year, still in his 20s, still at or near the top of his game. They don't want to move Marcus Smart. But it may come down to that decision when we get into late August.
Yeah, but if you're the Celtics, we're going to pass on Kevin Durant because we don't want to give up Marcus Smart.
It's two stars. I wouldn't hesitate to trade Jaylen Brown, who is 25 and has the potential to be an all-star, all-NBA player for the next 10 years. It's a risk there because Durant's injury history has to leave you a little bit leery. He's going to be 34 years old in September, but I'd still do it. Adding Marcus Smart into that mix, a player that has been integral to what they do defensively, that might be a little bit too much for the Celtics to swallow, especially when you consider that, yeah, if you believe Vegas, I mean, they're going into next season as like the co-favorite.
That's why I wouldn't do anything, Chris.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't do, I again, just me speaking, yeah. I probably wouldn't do both. I wouldn't throw Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown into that mix. But if you're just effectively flipping Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant plus a Derek White plus draft picks.
Oh, that, I'd do that.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. That opens a 4-year window right there for you to win multiple championships. You know, people out there, I've taken the opinion of the Celtics should do nothing. They should stand pat. I've read that a lot because the Celtics are considered a favorite. I can tell you, even if they are listed as a favorite and by odds makers and Vegas and whoever, there's not a comfort in Boston that they are the favorite. They know they were probably a Chris Middleton injury away from losing in the second round. They were a Jimmy Butler jump shot away from losing in the conference finals. They're looking around and going, Philadelphia just reloaded. Atlanta is going to be better. Cleveland's going to be better. Hell, they could be one, you know, not even major injury away from losing in the first round in next year's playoffs. That's how little the margin for error is. You add Kevin Durant, that margin increases significantly for next season.
He's Chris Mannix. He covers the NBA, NBA senior writer for Sports Illustrated. The Donovan Mitchell situation, it certainly was front burner, and then it cooled off. Are we looking at the same time frame if something happens in a couple of weeks?
I think it could be that, but it's almost more likely to be even longer. I feel like some of these reports that are coming out there about Mitchell to the Knicks is almost wishful thinking. On behalf of some, look, I wrote this today on SI.com. Like, this is exactly the kind of situation Danny Ainge wants to be in. If he's not competing for a championship, this is the situation he wants to be in. To have a young, highly talented player that he doesn't really want to have on the roster anymore because he wants to go into a rebuild, with 3 years left in his contract and multiple suitors out there. Like, with Rudy Gobert, Danny found someone that was just desperate. He just smells desperation on teams really well. And Minnesota came in and offered those four draft picks and young players and got a deal done. Someone, whether it's a few weeks from now, a few months from now, the trade deadline, someone's going to get desperate. And there are some obvious choices or candidates out there right now. The Knicks, they could get desperate. They've wanted Donovan Mitchell for years now. Leon Rose used to represent him, CAA, in New York. Miami. If Boston gets Durant and other teams move around, the Sixers picked up pieces. Miami could say, look, Donovan Mitchell's better than Tyler Hero. We'll throw Tyler Hero, three first-round draft picks, whatever else on the side that you want. Phoenix. Look, that was a tough exit for Phoenix in the playoffs. They could say, look, Mikal Bridges plus every draft pick we've got to go get you Donovan Mitchell. All I can tell you is this, Dan. Danny Ainge is going to win this trade. He is. He's just going to win this trade. He's going to find somebody out there that is just crazy and wants to get Donovan Mitchell so bad, they're willing to give the kind of package that would almost make a Durant deal look tame by comparison. Somebody out there is going to do it.
Thank you, Chris.
You got it, Dan.
That's Chris Mannix, covers the NBA for Sports Illustrated, bringing up some interesting thoughts about this. And if you're Jaylen Brown and they know he's not going to be there long term, then maybe you'd start to sweeten the deal. I would stand pat. But it's hard to pass up the opportunity to get Kevin Durant. It's what do we give up to get Kevin Durant? KD, Jason Tatum, Malcolm Brogdon, Al Horford, Robert Williams. I mean, you could still piece together a good lineup. But is that a lineup that's more balanced, has more depth than what you've had this past year?
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. NFL Network's Good Morning Football co-host, the newest member, Jason McCourty, and the Emmy Award winning, they stole it from us. Good Morning Football airs Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern. Oh, he's now wearing makeup. Jason McCourty joining us on the program. Welcome to the dark side there, Jason. How are you doing?
Getting used to the whole makeup thing, so it's still a little bit of an thing in the morning, but yeah, I'm enjoying it so far.
All right, let me ask you about the Kyler Murray situation. Your reaction when you heard that they actually put this in the contract?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of what you were just saying, and I agree with you as far as monitoring it. So I've been in the league. We've always had devices, whether it's iPads or whatever the case may be.
Hold on, Jace. Let me get you a better phone line here. It's a little crackly there, a little muffled. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Dan? What up, though? Thank you for taking my call real quick. Listen, it's a cautionary tale when your quarterback doesn't study. Case in point, Jamarcus Russell. Yeah. I remember the coach saying that he gave him the CD, said, go over this, DVD, said, go over this disc, learn these plays. Comes back to camp the next day, say, okay, what plays do you want to run? We can run them all, coach. He said, which plays? That's when he knew he was in trouble because nothing was on DVD.
Yep, I agree. Thank you, Jeff. Somebody brought that up earlier. You know, there's certain ways that you can test somebody. I remember somebody telling me about giving somebody a book to read. There wasn't anything in the book. It was just a cover. And they said, how'd you like the book? Loved it. Loved it. And I was like, oh, what'd you love about it? And they were like, I never read it. And then they opened up the book and said, look, there's nothing in there. It's just the cover. Yeah, Paul.
One thing I was wondering about, we assume that this story was leaked by someone with the Cardinals. I wonder if Ian Rappaport, the reporter for NFL Network, I wonder if contracts at some level are public access, like where reporters can get a hold of them. And especially if you work for the NFL, maybe you have access to player contracts. Usually I would assume player contracts are pretty boring, but I would wonder from Ian's standpoint if he has access to all player contracts or this is one that was leaked.
Probably not going to tell you.
No.
And nobody else had this. But you do bring up an interesting point. He works for the NFL. Do you have access to this, I think, is really the key with this. We'll see if we can get Jason McCourty back with us. The connection wasn't very good. Rich in California. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
61210. I really appreciate the opportunity to listen to you and all the Danettes each morning and enjoy what each person brings to the show. But I have a particular fondness for Paulie's snarkiness, and question comes from that vein. So if Mario wakes up tomorrow morning and is a rich man, what's the over-under on the number of days the new girlfriend lasts?
Oh, yeah, Mario's in love. I don't know. Might be real. Who knows? We wonder how many guys show up tomorrow if we win. I'm guessing everybody does. Wait, is there one of you guys who won't show up if we win the lottery? Seton?
No, I'm definitely showing up.
Okay, Marv?
I'll be here.
Okay, Paul?
I'll be here at 8:59.
You'll be right before the show starts. Okay.
I mean, I set an alarm.
All right, yeah, Seton.
I don't really want to talk about it, though.
What do you mean?
Like, we just keep it like we should. We wouldn't come in and be like, hey, guess what? We all won the lottery last night, right?
Oh, so we would come in and act as if nothing happened.
Yeah, we'd just all be in better moods.
How long do you think we could keep the secret? Who would be the one that would probably leak this to Ian Rappaport, like, from the NFL Network?
Like at Goodfellas, they all show up in new cars and, you know, fur coats. And it's like, no, get back.
Jason McCourty is back with us, zooming in with us, NFL Network Good Morning Football co-host. There, you look good. You look like you're ready to play. Could you do 2 days during the week and your brother do 3 days and nobody would know the difference?
Yeah, the toughest thing is we'd have to talk about contract because he's getting paid a lot more than I. if we're gonna alternate, he's gonna have to give me a little bit more of those millions of dollars he's making.
How often does the topic of identical twins come up conversation for you?
A lot, especially when we were both playing football, the comparisons. He was in New England for all of his career, majority of my career, spent a year in Cleveland, didn't win much, 8 years in Tennessee, never made the playoffs. So the twin stuff has followed us in our entire lives. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Does your brother rub in the championships into your face? I mean, how does that work with brothers?
He can now. I got my one Super Bowl ring. I told him I don't need three. Yeah, three's great, but I was able to get there. I tell him all the time it was me coming to the team in 2018 that helped him secure his third championship ring. So he was lucky to have me.
13 years, one sack. What do you remember about it?
My corner coach in New England gave me a hard time about that. We were trying to find a way to let me blitz because my first sack came early in my career versus Jacksonville. It was a strip sack at that. We didn't recover the fumble, but a glorious moment for me that I was never able to do again. So one sack.
David Garrard?
No, it wasn't. I believe it was Chad Henne, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't Garrard.
Well, he's not that hard to bring down.
Yeah, I'm not going to give myself too much credit. Okay. It wasn't that impressive of a sack. I was unblocked, coming off the edge. more of a scheme thing than a talent thing.
What do you think players think of the Kyler Murray situation? Because it's one thing for us to have something to say about it. You guys are the guys who signed these contracts. You're going to be in the locker room with the quarterback. What do you think the feeling is with that, the language in a contract with Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think for those guys in that locker room, there might be guys in the locker room that don't like Kyler, and maybe they think he's lazy or doesn't do this or doesn't do that. There's guys in that locker room, which I would assume majority of that locker room, where they probably love him. And I don't think this was probably news to anyone. I think it's probably more shocking that it's in the news and now it's a distraction almost in a sense. I think if I was in a locker room, that's what I would be most annoyed by. As the start of training camps rolling around, I may be a guy who just signed or a guy that's kind of on the bubble. I'm trying to make the team and I may be a veteran. I'm getting interviewed and I keep having to answer questions about Kyler Murray's contract, a guy who's making $250 million, who's obviously performed well enough that the team decided to pay him despite of his amount of film wash or anything like that. So I think within a locker room, you understand that, hey, we may all be treated fairly, but we're not all going to be treated the same. I played with guys throughout my career who could go out all week, still show up for practice every single day and perform well on Sundays. Maybe I can knock them. I think the biggest thing is for them is going to be trying to figure out how to get Kyler Murray to perform better down the stretch of the season for himself and the Arizona Cardinals.
But were you aware on the teams you were on how much time the quarterback was putting in?
No, never aware. I think you always knew that quarterbacks were coming in early on Mondays. There all day for the most part on Tuesdays as the install was going in, because I mean, let's face it, mentally that's probably the hardest position on the football field.
Yeah, I'm wondering how he handles this, because it has the potential to be embarrassing, because they're saying, look, you're not putting in the time, maybe, or you're lazy.
It has to be annoying. And I think like I think you said, that's part of the reason maybe they did it. Maybe they thought it would reflect bad on him and he'd now all of a sudden start to do more. But, I mean, he could literally go home, turn on the video games, grab his iPad, open up the film, hit play, leave it over there, let it play for an hour while he's playing Call of Duty. So, to me, it's more of a ploy within the media to hold him accountable for the rest of the interested people in the world, opposed to him actually watching film. And who knows how much time does he spend in the building? Maybe he watches all of his film inside the building and he wants some me time when he kicks back in his probably beautiful Arizona home.
Well, I understand that. You bring up a great point. I think there's not going to be somebody there at home monitoring him. If they're going to go, hey, we're watching what you're watching on your iPad. All right, click, I'm watching, and you're playing World of Warcraft. But I wonder though, how much of this is on Cliff Kingsbury? He's the head coach. He's a former quarterback. Don't you usually have a veteran who helps the younger quarterback understand how to prepare for an opponent week in and week out? That's what I mean. I'm kind of baffled by this.
I mean, we talk about it throughout the NFL the whole time I was playing in the league, veteran leadership and how important it is. I can look back. I had Cortland Finnegan, Chris Holt. Those were guys that taught me how to be a pro. There's one thing to have a guy that say, hey, for Kyler, hey, when this thing opens up, you're going to have a hot read and you're going to hit your X receiver backside. But it's another thing having a guy in a meeting room day in and day out of showing you what it's like to prepare for a game. And I think it does fall on the head coach of being able to make sure, hey, each and every week he's prepared. And he's already said that he's a guy that more goes off his cognitive skills. He doesn't need to watch a ton of film. We talked about on the show today, Michael Vick at one point said early on in his career, like he didn't really see the significance, said he'd get the little DVDs and just throw them in the back of the car. And obviously before he got into trouble with everything, Michael Vick, an electric player who was having a really good career. So I think there's levels to it. Just Kyler want to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league? Does he want to win a championship? Those are the things that we'll see over time, how much work he's willing to put in to see how high he wants to take it.
And sometimes you're so gifted that you haven't had to put in the time. It's just natural. Exactly. But that's what I keep bringing up, Michael Vick. Vick said, if I put in the time, I'd probably have a Super Bowl ring. This is coming from Vick, who might be the most talented player who's ever played that position. You played against Kyler Murray. What was the game plan? I think 2020, you guys played against him.
Yeah, we wanted to keep him inside the pocket. That was the biggest thing when we were going against him. We wanted to force him, obviously a smaller quarterback, but extremely electric. When he got out on the edge and he had the ability to make guys miss, to be able to make plays in space and just kind of be able to be creative in the moment, he makes it very challenging for defense. So for us, we wanted to keep him bottled in and keep him in the pocket and then be able to disguise and mix up our looks. And he's going to continue to see a lot of that. When you're as good as he is on his feet, teams aren't going to want to let you beat them that way. So they're going to try to force you to stay in the pocket and be able to disguise things. For any young quarterback, that's the hardest thing, of being able to read those coverages.
Who was the quarterback that you faced and you went, damn, he's a step ahead of us?
Oh, my goodness, Peyton Manning. He was just tough. I remember we played him. I was in Tennessee when he got to Denver, and he was so tough with when you tried to substitute or you're trying to huddle, he'd go straight to the line, call another play. So going into the game, we had a system where we wore wristbands. We gave numbers. Within the first drive, we threw that out the window, and our DB coach was on the sideline just signaling every call. We let them. We gave up 50-some points that game, and knew a guy on the other team. He was like, "Yeah, after the first quarter, between Peyton and the guys upstairs, they knew all of you guys' hand signals, so they were just feeding them what the coverage was going to be." And
wow,
we gave up 50 points. So Peyton was always a step ahead.
What if you just didn't listen to what he said at the line of scrimmage? Would that have been better if you're trying to figure out what he's saying? Because a lot of it's, you know, just, you know, garbage, a decoy.
I remember when I first got to Tennessee, obviously Indy was in the division. We played them twice a year. And when it came Indy week, like everything shifted in the building. And we get like a little packet that had all of the things and sayings and signals and stuff of over the years that Peyton Manning and that offense was doing. And I remember my rookie year, we had some injuries. I ended up starting that game. Obviously, we lost. But I'm looking through the packet, and I'm just like, there's no way in hell I'm going to remember these things when I get out on the field. There's about 100 of them. So, yeah, throw that all out the window. There's no way that you're going to be able to use that.
When you were you got to the Patriots, Brady famously loves to come up and say, "Hi, I'm Tom Brady," as if you wouldn't know him. When you got there, did Brady do that to you?
I already had that moment. I used to travel down to all the Super Bowls. So I remember it was maybe Dev's second year in the league when they went to the Super Bowl in Indianapolis. And I'm there with all the families and all of that. And he comes up to me and was like, "Hey, man, I'm Tom Brady, man. Love watching you play." And for me, I'm in my second year. I remember telling everybody, Brady just came up to me and said, "He knows who I am." Like, I was geeked up. But Tom, man, Tom was awesome. A great guy to share a locker room with. Extremely humble, down to earth, man. Great, just great. Not only a great player, but a great person.
Tyreek Hill's putting a little pressure on your former quarterback there in Miami, in Tua. What do you think of that game plan?
Yeah, I think we talked about that this morning. If I'm Tua, I'm loving it. You know, it's that new girlfriend phase. You got that infatuation. Everybody's fired up about it. And I think when you look for Tua throughout his career, when he first gets to Miami, Ryan Fitzpatrick's there. And the questions are, hey, should we hand it over to Tua? But, hey, Fitzpatrick's doing well. Then Tua kind of takes over later on. But there was question marks. Hey, should it still be Fitzpatrick? And then you look at last year. Tua comes in. He's the starting quarterback all throughout training camp. Hey, are they going to trade for Deshaun Watson? Hey, Stephen Ross in ownership, they want Deshaun Watson. Then the trade deadline is the same story. So even from talking to him last year, like, that becomes frustrating. No guy wants to hear that, continue to look over their shoulder. So I think, yes, he's probably a little bit over the top. There's a compliment every week about Tua, the most accurate passer in the NFL now. But I think it's nice to have some positive vibes going on around that building moving into this season this year.
Hey, congrats on the new gig, and we appreciate your time. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
That's Jason McCourty. He's now with Good Morning Football, co-host there, former cornerback. He spent 13 seasons in the NFL. His brother's still playing. Still playing. Dev's still playing for the Patriots.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.